The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. From the 14th chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, the 29th and the 30th verses, and the 71st and the 72nd verses. Peter said to Jesus, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." Peter began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. Having meditated these past two Wednesdays on our Savior's agony and arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, and on his trial before the high priest, this evening we meditate on Peter's denial of his Lord according to the account given by St. Mark, remembering that St. Mark's Gospel is based on the memories and the teaching of Peter. St. Irenaeus, who knew St. Polycarp, who knew St. John the Evangelist, put it quite simply. Irenaeus wrote, "After the death of Peter and Paul, Mark, the disciple and interpreter of Peter, himself handed down to us in writing the things preached by Peter." And so in St. Mark's account of Peter's denial of his Lord, we're hearing the voice of Peter himself. There's no attempt to whitewash what happened, let alone hush it up. Instead, there is the plain, truthful admission that Peter three times denied his Lord and Savior. St. John tells us that sometime after the Savior rose from the dead, his disciples went back to Galilee, and one night they went fishing on the Sea of Galilee. After a long night in which they had caught nothing, just as dawn was breaking, the risen Lord appeared on the shore of the sea. But at the first, the disciples didn't know who it was. But when Jesus told them to cast their net into the sea, and they suddenly caught a huge quantity of fish, John suddenly realized who the stranger was and exclaimed, "It is the Lord." At which typically impulsive Peter jumps into the sea to go to Jesus. The other disciples drag the net, now full of fish, to the land, and Jesus prepares breakfast for them. After breakfast, Jesus says to Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus says to him, "Feed my lambs." And then again asks him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And again Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus says, "Tend my sheep." Jesus says to Peter a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And we're told that Peter was grieved that Jesus had asked him a third time, And he answers, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And Jesus says, feed my sheep. Three times Peter had denied the Lord Jesus. Three times Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Three times Peter answers, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And three times the Lord Jesus commands Peter to care for his flock. Peter, too, had been a lost sheep. And the good shepherd who leaves the 99 and goes looking for that one poor lost sheep, goes looking for Peter, and finding him, pardons him, welcomes him, and restores him to his work as an apostle, to the work of a shepherd of the flock of the one good shepherd. I suspect we all know this story very well, but we need to return to it and ponder it again and again, because in it we see the very heart of our faith as Christians. We see both the depths of human sin and the boundless love and compassion of our Savior. When Jesus warns Peter that he will deny him that very night, we see Christ's tender care for weak human beings like ourselves. And after Peter's apostasy, and apostasy it was because he unequivocally denied his Lord and Savior, even after that apostasy, the Good Shepherd doesn't abandon the sheep that is lost, but brings him home rejoicing. The story of Peter's denial is certainly a very dark and ugly thing. The story of Peter's restoration at dawn by the Sea of Galilee is very tender and full of beauty. The beauty of the seeking love of God that doesn't abandon us in our lostness and in our folly, but continues to knock at our heart's door all the days of our life. As we sing in the hymn about the Good Shepherd, perverse and foolish, oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. There come to mind some words of Jesus spoken at dinner in the house of a Pharisee named Simon, after a woman who was a notorious sinner came and, weeping, wet Jesus' feet with her tears and dried them with her hair and kissed his feet and anointed them with costly ointment. Simon was horrified that Jesus would accept the ministrations of such a notorious sinner. Jesus then tells Simon a story about a moneylender who had two debtors. One of them owed him a sum that amounted to 500 days' wages. The other one owed a sum that amounted to only 50. But when the money lender learned that both were unable to pay him back, he simply forgave them both. Jesus then asked Simon the Pharisee, which of the two will love him most? And Simon can only answer, the one who owed him the most. Then pointing to the lavish love shown him by the notoriously sinful woman, Jesus says, "The one who has been forgiven little loves little. The one who has been forgiven little loves little." But this notorious woman had been forgiven much, and so she loved much. Peter had been forgiven much, and so he loved much. We learn all about that in the book of Acts, and we see it in the two letters Peter wrote. And Peter's love for his Lord and Savior was sealed with his blood. St. John tells us that our Lord himself foretold Peter's martyrdom when there at dawn by the Sea of Galilee he said to Peter, "Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." St. John adds, Jesus said this to show by what kind of death Peter was to glorify God. And having said that, Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me." Peter followed his Lord and Savior all the days of his life, until at Rome he at last gained the crown of martyrdom. The one who is forgiven little loves little. And we can add, the one who is forgiven much loves much. Let me add just one final thought. When in private confession, in the presence of a pastor, we explicitly confess our sins, we learn not so much how sinful we are as how forgiven we are. Let me say that again. When in private confession, we explicitly confess our sins, we learn not so much how sinful we are as how forgiven we are. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen.